BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Friday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. We're in for Grimmy this week and next. I get actual Selena Gomez on the phone to ask about the line about carrots in her current song. There's Real or No Real? We spoke to one of our teen heroes, Jack, from last year. Chris has slightly mastered the trumpet, and more instant Dragon's Den with Deborah Meaden.
Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1.
The Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Scott Mills.
Wow, you owned that trumpet.
Nailed it.
It was just the last couple of high notes, but what an improvement to yesterday.
Thank you.
Woo. Oh, are you okay?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that felt good.
I mean, you've got to feel proud of that.
That felt very good.
I mean, confidence is key and you smashed that. Good morning, this is the Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Scott Mills. Just think of what you could do in, like, a week, 2 weeks.
I know, the dream is to do cheerleader.
I mean, we're on Breakfast Show for another week, so, like, by the end of... Oh, this time next week, you should be able to smash cheerleader.
I mean, the Royal Albert Hall would be nice, but let's aim for that in the distant future,
perhaps.
Yeah, I
mean, it's kind of baby steps, really, isn't it? But, you should be happy with that.
Also, are you just proud of the way we started the show there? Do you know what I mean? Because it's quality having live brass, isn't
it? Yeah. There we are, they're all coming in. That was surprisingly good, Chris. Yo, good job, Chris. So much better than yesterday. So many good comments.
Seriously. Oh, thank you.
Laughing so hard, says Stephen from Crewe. But then could he do any better? Probably not.
No, probably not.
Not with 24 hours notice.
The last note was a struggle to get to.
Yeah,
I felt like I was climbing.
You need to work on the higher ones. Right, so this morning, it is Friday. We've got a banging summer mix for you from 9 o'clock. Also, we're going to call Deborah Meaden's house again later and put through you, potentially, and some of your ideas that you want to pitch for Dragon's Den. Why wait to go on the TV show when I have an answer for you from an actual dragon, whether she's in or out, like that?
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Morning to Ian, who's just woken up, who says, come on, Chris, give me a blow. You can't do it on demand.
No.
Maybe the trumpet will return a bit later on. Also, I feel that for some people it's a bit early.
It is early.
No, I
completely agree, but the problem is...
Not for you to play it, I mean for people to hear it, like blasting it on their radio.
I see.
No, it's not all about you.
I just thought you were saying it's a lot of effort for you, very early doors. Do you know what I mean?
No, some people, it offends their ears. That was Galantis. That makes me feel a bit hungry when I've not eaten.
What?
That song.
Oh, the peanut butter jelly?
Yeah.
Have you ever had peanut butter jelly?
Yes, sir.
Right, and that's an American thing, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, nice?
Yeah, it's good.
Because it sounds disgusting to me.
It's a bit like, yeah, but like they like the waffles and the bacon in America, don't they? And that sounds disgusting, but actually is good, with a bit of the syrup on the top. Talking of that, one of my mates has just returned from a break to America. Remember my old flatmate, the ex-comedian?
Oh, yeah.
Well, unbelievably, he's 30 now. But is like a bit like Niall from 1D. Will always look about 16.
Mm.
So he was in Florida last week and goes to the bar to get a drink. And they're like, can I see your passport, please, honey? And because if you do look young in America, the legal drinking age is 21 anyway. But if you look under like 40, they will ID you everywhere in America.
Yeah.
So he's like, oh, okay. Yeah, I'm 30, but here's my passport. She's like... Okay, so that's that July 85. And he's like, yep, yeah, that's right. So if we could have a drink now, that would be good. It's not very clear, honey, the 85. It's like, okay, right, what? So I'm either 130 or I'm in the future. Because yeah, what 85 is it going to be? It's not going to be the 1885. And it's not going to be the 2085.
Yeah.
And it's not very clear, honey.
What do you mean? Yes, and even at 95 on the last bit, he still would have been okay.
Yeah.
I think. My maths is poor.
It's making my head fizz.
But I think he would have been fine.
But give me a drink.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Good morning, Lindsay.
Hello, Scott.
Where are you at the moment?
I'm currently in Aberdeen in Scotland.
At working or what?
Yeah, I've just started a new job, so it's my sort of second week in a new position, so all going well.
What sort of job is it?
They're whale construction sort of consultancy in the oil industry.
I thought you said whale construction for a second there. Producing whales,
oh my
that's
God.
Amazing.
Whale? No, whales.
Now, you're all over Real or No Real. You know all about it, don't you?
Yeah, I'm a huge fan. Play all the time.
There are some good facts that come from it, aren't there?
Oh, there's some amazing ones. I mean, you really have to have an open mind, don't you?
Did the one yesterday about the ski through McDonald's.
Yes, that's amazing. I love it. I just think that's an amazing idea.
Just ski in, get your burger, and then ski out the other side. Are you ready to play the last Real or No Real of the week, then?
Yes, I am. Go for it.
Let's do this, Lindsay.
The name of the Amy Schumer film, Trainwreck, doesn't translate into French. So, instead, the film there is called Crazy Amy.
Oh, that's amazing. I really hope that's real.
I do like it when films have to be called other things in other countries because they don't understand the phrase train wreck, especially when referring to a person.
Yeah.
Because, like, oh my gosh, you're such a train wreck. Try and explain that to someone in France. Don't know what you mean.
Yeah, because the literal translation wouldn't really work, would
no.
it? But Crazy Amy works well.
For instance, I know that in France, The Hangover was called Very Bad Trip.
I don't know, this might be absolutely ridiculous and this might have been a previous Real or No Real that I've got wrong, but I'm fairly certain the movie Grease was called Vaseline in another country.
No, it wasn't.
I'm fairly certain it was.
But that doesn't make any sense.
Couldn't translate Grease, they just had to use Vaseline.
So what do we think? Is Trainwreck in France called Crazy Amy?
Oh, it's got to be real, doesn't it?
I think this is real.
That one is real.
Yay!
Whoop, whoop. So Trainwreck isn't really an idea that people understand outside Britain or America, so the title is different in a lot of countries. In Bulgaria, Trainwreck is called Total Damage. In Argentina, it's the very literal This Girl Is a Mess. And also very literal, in Russia, it's called A Girl Without Any Complexes.
That's brilliant.
And next,
Selena Gomez and Demi Lovato were introduced to each other for the first time by Barney the Dinosaur.
Whoa, that's too much for my head to take.
Barney the Dinosaur, that's hilarious.
Oh.
That's a definite who right there.
Mm-hmm.
Barney was a ledge, though, wasn't he? Do you remember that? Do you remember him? He used to sing that song, didn't he? That was a banger.
What song?
I love you, you love me. That one. That was a big, big song. Do you not remember it? Barney the Dinosaur, the purple one. On the right,
it's amazing,
it was that one, wasn't it?
All the words.
Yeah.
Do you remember that, Lindsay?
Yeah. Oh, God, it makes me feel really old right now.
Chris now looks like he's looking at me like he's questioning himself that that song ever happened.
No, it definitely...
I'm just amazed you know the words, Chris.
But why would Selena Gomez and Demi Lovato have met through Barney the Dinosaur? Why would he be the one introducing them?
Yeah.
Aren't they both former Disney, though?
Disney's well strange. Like, I look at people like Selena Gomez and wonder how they got into that. Do you know what I mean? How were they plucked as kids and say, I wasn't, for Disney? How did it work that they ended up on?
Because you didn't have pushy parents and also you didn't live in LA.
Yeah, because I don't think it comes down to skill, does it? Because I don't think any young child's acting is actually any good. Well, no, that's not wrong to say, is it? I don't think... why are you looking at me like that? I just think that I've never seen a talented five-year-old actor.
No, that's not true. There are loads of good child actors.
Really, though?
Yeah, in Hollywood there is. I mean, sometimes you do see the odd dodge one on EastEnders or Coronation Street. It's like, oof, could have done that again.
I don't know.
But did Barney the Dinosaur introduce Selena and Demi? Real or no real, Chris?
I'm going to go real.
I'm going to go no real.
That one is no real.
Oh.
Yay!
It is no real, but it's kind of true because, as we said, Selena and Demi were both child performers on Disney And the first show they worked on together was Barney the Dinosaur, but sadly, their friendship doesn't seem to have lasted. And next!
The theme tune to the British TV show Pointless is used in Australia on adverts for shampoo.
Wow.
Oh, I can't remember what the Pointless theme tune is. Is it jazzy?
It is. It's almost...
too jazzy?
Yeah.
They are a little too jazzy, yes.
how's it go? You could probably play it better on your trumpet. Got it. There it is. Pointless music.
Okay, so now we need to imagine it as a toothpaste advert, was it?
Hair.
Oh, hair. Hair shampoo.
Hi. Do you have dandruff? You need this shampoo. Bonza Ripper. Great buy.
It does work, doesn't it? That is very good.
You can definitely imagine it being for a hair product. Yeah.
Why would it be used? Surely it's created specifically for Pointless, this music. Like, you don't hear the theme to X Factor on chocolate spread commercials, do you?
I'm not being funny, though, Mills. Like, some Australian radio stations that I've seen do a game very similar to Innuendo Bingo.
No, they don't.
Yeah, seriously, I've seen videos.
Oh, right, well, the Pointless music's fair game then, isn't it?
And so maybe it's just different rules there.
OK, well, I didn't think of that. So,
yeah.
What do you think, Lindsay?
Well, I think it could be real. I think they probably could use the music for other things because I've kind of heard of that before, so I'm kind of swaying towards real.
I think after you've done your Australian voice there, I can imagine it over the music. I can imagine someone washing their hair. So I think this is real.
That one is real.
It's real. It's on Australian hair commercial. And this is it.
If you believe the ads, great looking hair needs one of these. Or
one of these!
And you need to do this a lot, preferably in slow motion.
I can't believe it.
It's so weird.
It's the Pointless
thing.
That's
brilliant.
But what came first?
Oh, wow. That's a bit chicken and egg, isn't it?
It's Pointless, I think. It's one of those pieces of music you can use on anything, though. I don't think it's specific to Pointless, so anyone can have it. That was on Richard Osman off of Pointless Twitter yesterday. And at the end of that round of Real or No Real,
I got 20, Lindsay got 30.
Woo!
Winning!
Delighted!
Well, that's set you up for the rest of the day, isn't it? You're going to have an amazing weekend now.
Oh, I can't wait. This has just set me up a good Friday feeling now.
Nice to speak to you, Lindsay. Thank you for being on today.
Thank you very much for having me, guys. It's been a pleasure.
Love you, bye!
Love you, bye. The Scott
Mills Daily. Good morning, Karen. He's just sent me some other brilliant movie titles from abroad. These aren't the actual titles. This is how they translate into that language. So some good ones from China. Boogie Nights is called His Great Device, which makes him famous.
This is blowing my mind, this.
And in China, Knocked Up is called One Night, Big Belly. The Scott Mills Daily. Loads of online reports at the moment suggesting that Minaj may be pregnant with Meek Mill's kid just because she said on stage, "It's Meek Mill, my baby father." And everyone's like, "Oh, gosh, she's pregnant." Not necessarily.
I mean, you sometimes call me that, don't you?
I mean, yes. That doesn't mean that you're having my baby, does it? Meek Mill and Nicki Minaj and Chris Brown with All Eyes On You on BBC Radio 1. People just take things way too literally. 7:41. Sinead, what else have you got this morning?
Okay. Just recovering from that. Lil Mix throwing some shade in Zayn Malik's way. So, of course, they're in America and they're on this promo tour. And they were at a radio station doing an acoustic version of Black Magic. I'm also singing the track. During the line that goes to help him see what he's been missing, Jesse points to Perry, as in, you know, we're talking about Zayn here.
Yes.
Perry then starts laughing, sort of a little embarrassed, very cute, and nervously she sticks her tongue out at her. But it's all very sweet. It's lovely. And actually, when I came in this morning and watched it, I cried.
Oh.
It's really sweet. Oh. I feel so bad for her.
Yeah, it's nice because it shows that they're really good friends.
Yes.
As in as bandmates.
However, everybody is looking out for any type of sign of anything towards Zayn Malik. If someone maybe if she yawned, like Perry's like, ugh, on stage, people are like, oh, yeah, that was aimed at Zayn.
Well, come on, this is quite good evidence here. Yeah, to have him see what he's been missing.
It's better than some, Sinead. I'll give it to you.
Yeah, okay. Right, next up then, a potential Game of Thrones spoiler that's come from Maisie Williams, who, of course, plays Arya Stark. So, the end of last series, it looked like Jaqen H'ghar had blinded her as punishment for defying him. But we weren't sure if her eyesight, she was going to lose her eyesight permanently. But she's taken to Instagram to post a picture of her with cooling pads under her eyes and wrote underneath the aftermath of blind contacts, which means she is still blind in it. I don't know if you've ever worn contacts when you didn't need to, but they're really painful. Maybe it's not the, excuse me, the biggest spoiler ever. But knowing how safely the Game of Thrones crew guard anything about it, she might be in a little bit of trouble today. I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we'll find out more. Game of Thrones, when it's back in April.
And you've got some more Strictly stuff.
Yes, because yesterday Georgia Mayfoot was revealed as the next contestant. And we've talked about code names. Obviously, we knew Jeremy Vine was going to be Nemo, or was Nemo, when he had to go for his medical checkup and all those kind of thing. So here's Georgia on what her name was.
My code name was Rapunzel, which is like the Disney name. We called it Tangled, so because that's the film she's obviously from. So I've literally been calling it Tangled for so long that I think to actually call it Strictly is going to be a bit weird. Nemo was one that I heard of whilst I've been in the process. And then Jeremy Vine came out on Monday and he was Nemo. So I was like, oh, it's Nemo. So I bet we're all going to talk to each other in Disney names.
Not sure they will. Other famous code names that are out there. I don't know if you remember when Sony got hacked and the hackers released a lot of details about various things. But one of them was the code names that famous people use when they check into hotels and stuff. Jessica Albert, Cash Money. Now, I think that's the sort of name that would raise suspicion. It's not exactly a sort of innocent name, is it? Cash Money.
I don't get about code names. Like, what were you, Mills, when you were on Strictly? Salamander.
That's cool.
But isn't like the point of a code name that no one knows about it and it sort of remains a secret?
Yeah, I feel that we might be talking about the code names a bit too much.
it's pointless.
Also, like, with the Disney names on Strictly this year, I'm not sure whether that's supposed to be out there or not, but it is, because Jeremy Vine talked about it. Like, even though and it's all out in the open now.
Yeah.
You will be called Nemo for a very long time. His dancing shoes will have Nemo written in them. Any taxis that turn up will have Nemo in the window. It won't be his real name.
But am I missing something here? Why do you need a code name if you're on Strictly Come Dancing?
Because in case it leaks out, like, so they give you a code name at first because they don't want the press to know who's going to be on.
But do you not think everyone in the press is talking about the fact that there's a load of people walking around with Disney character names?
It's like, they are now. It's my fault because I started talking about the code names last year.
Right.
And until then, no one knew about the code names. So actually, I'm going to shoulder the blame for that.
Oh, okay. It's all you, Scott.
Kind of, yes.
Okay, well, that's fine.
Who else is rumoured to be doing it?
Loads of people. Robbie Williams' wife. She was rumoured, like, ages and ages and ages ago. Then also legendary husband and wife TV presenting double. Judy Finnegan, Richard Madeley, that would be amazing.
Awesome. That would be good.
That would be brilliant, wouldn't it? Ed Balls, wife, yeah. Yvette Cooper, one about him.
It always goes,
wife.
It's Robbie Williams, wife. Yeah. Ed Balls, wife.
But my favourite one is Carol Kirkwood.
Yes.
I want her to be on it.
Carol 100% needs to do it.
Yeah.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, so you know, every year at the Teen Awards, we give three particularly inspirational young people an award, and we celebrate these often really brave teenagers, and it's always a really moving part of the awards when we do the Teen Awards, and we're always, every single year, we're blown away by their stories and their achievements. Never ceases to amaze us. But this is where you come in, because we are looking for this year's teen heroes and we do need your help. If you're listening to this at the moment and you think, yeah, I know a teenager who really deserves a bit of a prop up, you know, deserves a Teen Hero Award. They've done a lot of selfless work recently, not thinking about themselves, but thinking of others. You must go and nominate them now. You don't have much time on this. They might not necessarily think that what they do is extraordinary. It's probably just life to them. But this is your chance to tell them how special they are. Now, we presented a guy called Jack last year. We went into his school, didn't we?
Yeah.
And presented him with his Teen Hero Award. Jack has done a lot of work over the last few years as an anti-bullying ambassador after being bullied quite badly himself at school. He's on the phone now. Good morning, Jack.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Can you believe it's been nearly a year since you got your Teen Hero Award?
Not at all. It doesn't feel like a year. It's gone so quick.
Tell us what you've been up to since we last saw you.
Well, I've given a lot of speeches to people about my anti-bullying work and then, like, receiving my awards as well. I've met loads of, like, famous people that are interested in what I do and want to support the charity that I'm involved with.
Who have you met?
Denise Van Outen, Ben Cohen, Gemma Oten from Emmerdale. There's quite a few to list.
Wow. And they're all kind of interested in the work that you've been doing with anti-bullying.
Yeah, with the Dion Award, and they've got involved with the charity since I've met them.
What do you remember about that day at the Teen Awards? What was the best bit?
The best bit was coming out on stage and everybody screaming my name and just generally just the buzz of the whole day. Everybody really happy and, yeah.
What was it like standing up on stage in front of that massive crowd?
Well, it was quite nerve-wracking at first, but then when everybody was cheering and shouting my name, I was like, oh, I can do this, and calmed down a little bit and got really happy.
You didn't really seem that scared.
No, you got an amazing reception.
Yeah, before I came out through the doorway, I was really scared. I was shaking and I was just like, oh, I don't think I can do this. But all the fear went as soon as I walked down the stage.
Does it feel like a bit of a dream?
Yeah, it does. It went so quick that day, it just doesn't feel that I was actually there and there's people actually screaming my name. I felt a little bit like Harry Styles.
Wow.
Isn't it mad that someone nominated you for all the good work that you do and that you could have had that experience?
Yeah, I'm really grateful because it's just given me that platform, like the confidence boost, so I know that I'm doing well in what I'm doing and I should carry on because I'm helping people.
Why do you think people should nominate someone they know to be a teen hero this year?
Because if they feel that they're a hero, then they should nominate them because they won't just be a hero in their eyes, they'll be a hero in everybody's eyes.
And the nominations for this year's Teen Heroes are now open. What do you think are the best qualities of a hero, Jack?
Somebody who's very confident in what they do. They don't let others pull them down. And they're just like generally a happy and bubbly person.
So if you know someone like Jack, I mean, they can have different qualities as well, but if in your eyes they are a teen hero, you need to nominate now by going on the Radio 1 website because it'll make such a difference to them and they'll really feel, you know, kind of grateful. You certainly feel that, don't you, Jack?
Yeah, definitely. I just feel so happy and it's given me the confidence to carry on what I'm doing.
It gave you a boost, didn't it, to carry on?
Yeah, definitely, because obviously with my own experience of bullying, it sort of dragged me down, but now I feel that I can do it and I should carry on because I'm not just helping myself, but I'm helping others at the same time.
That's brilliant. And I know that you're getting your results, your GCSE results next week as well, aren't you?
Yeah, the day after my birthday.
Oh, when's your birthday?
19th of August.
Happy birthday to you.
And many more.
Well, listen, I hope the results and your birthday goes well.
All right, thank you.
Thanks so much for talking to us, Jack.
No problem.
See you soon.
Bye.
Thanks, Jack. So if you want to nominate that teen hero in your life, go to the Radio 1 homepage, click the link to Teen Hero, or just search for Radio 1 Teen Hero. Terms and conditions are on there as well, and fill in the details.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So many people have ideas for inventions that they think would make them millions if only they could get investment from one of the dragons on Dragon's Den. I mean, it's fantastic being on the TV show, but what about if I can offer you a direct line to one of the dragons for you to do your idea and impress? Welcome to another episode of Instant Dragon's Den. Good morning, Johnny.
Good morning, Scott.
Where are you?
I am in Ossett in Yorkshire.
Oh, hello, Yorkshire. Good morning.
I don't know if you can tell by the accent.
No, I wouldn't have had you down that as I thought you were from Scotland.
It's very unclear, isn't it, really? So.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? are you ready for Deborah Meaden's large investment?
The question is she ready?
Yes. So that's the attitude. So you've got something that you've probably said to your mates down the pub before. I've got an amazing idea, a great invention. No one's thought of it. And I'm going to put you straight through to Deborah Meaden's home phone right now. To try and impress her.
Right, okay.
All right.
Fire away.
Do you reckon your idea's good enough?
Oh, I'll be a millionaire next year, Scott, don't worry.
Okay. You can blame me, by the way, because she's probably going to be like, why are you calling me?
I'm sure she'll be all right. Yeah. I'll charm her.
It is a bit odd just receiving a call from a stranger when you're at home.
Yeah, because this is going to our home phone. Do you know what I mean?
I love this. It's like, normally, on Dragon's Den, you have to go for an audition.
No, it's well long. You've got to get in a lift.
You've got to get in a lift. Then you've got to wait like 6 months to a year for it to be on TV. This is instant Dragon's Den. I'll have an answer for you within minutes.
Yeah.
I haven't even got a shirt on either. So.
No, that's so true, actually. And as well, you don't have to wear a suit.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
What, are you naked now?
Calm down, Scott. Oh. I've got a pair of shorts on.
Okay, that's fine then. I'm not putting you through naked to Deborah Meaden.
Oh, yeah.
But
I could have lied, though. I could be.
No, but I don't want them to know that.
That is funny, though.
It's not funny.
That is funny.
It's not funny.
But if she does ask how do you get the number, feel free to be honest. Just say we passed it on, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I trust that your idea is good. I'm putting you through to Deborah Meaden's home right now. Good luck.
I'll need it.
Hello?
Hello, Deborah. It's Johnny Smith here.
Sorry. Do I know Johnny Smith?
You do. It's I've been passed on to you from Scott Mills and Chris
Starr.
It's probably going to be the most important phone call of your life. So, if you don't mind listening, am I right to pitch something to you?
Right. Okay.
Right. Potentially, I believe this could be worth £3 million a year. And I'm hoping, with your expert help, I think that number could skyrocket to £3.1 million. So, here we are. The idea is lazy plates. It's ideal for students or the bachelor, bachelorette. Now, the idea is these are plastic plates with hundreds of strong, transparent peel-off layers. You simply eat off the plate as normal, and when you're done, whip off a layer and bin it. Bingo. No washing up to do. Instead of three plates for breakfast, lunch and dinner, you're just now using one plate and no washing up.
Right.
Now, I know what you're thinking, Deborah.
What am I thinking?
You're thinking, what do I do once I've taken off all the layers? Don't worry.
No, that wasn't exactly what I was thinking.
No, I think you were thinking that deep down. But don't worry, I've thought of that. Lazy plate refill pack.
Right. So let me get this straight. This is a plastic plate that,
correct,
after you've eaten, instead of running it under the tap or just washing up like normal people, you just peel some plastic off and then you use the next layer.
I'm glad you're following. How do you feel about
them? Okay. And how do we actually make any money out of it? Who's going to buy it?
Well, initially, I'm pitching to students and the bachelor, bachelorette, single person,
yeah. Yeah.
And I reckon give it a good 10, 15 years and it's just going to be an everyday thing. Families will be doing it. Everybody will be doing it. Porcelain.
Okay, but
the porcelain business will be over.
But the students and the bachelors and the bachelorettes, is this what we're calling them? Do they spend an awful lot of time washing up now?
Oh, you can guarantee it. I reckon talking a good 10 minutes a day.
What?
Or potentially saving it till the end of the week and then maybe go down there on Sunday morning.
I have to be honest. I'm really sorry. I forgot your name.
It's Johnny, Deborah. It's
Johnny. I was slightly thrown because I wasn't expecting a call, I have to be perfectly honest. This is a little bit out of the blue. But I've got to tell you, I think it's a crazy idea. And however you thought it was going to be worth £3 million is absolutely beyond me. I am really sorry. I am sorry. I won't be investing.
Hold on. Let me just pitch something else to you.
No. That was your pitch. It's been lovely talking to you, but really, I have to go, Johnny. It's been lovely. I won't be investing. I'm out.
Right. I'll give Bannatyne a ring then.
She's gone.
Excellent work, sir.
Hello.
Hello.
Excellent.
So, do you think she's in or out?
I think she's out, but
yeah. I like that she's getting used to these calls now. That she's got. It's good.
I mean, she's not enjoying them, but I love her. She's so. Now you've got the answer, haven't you, Johnny?
Yeah, look, back to the drawing board. It looks like, doesn't
it? Yeah. She wasn't a fan of the lazy plates.
I don't know why.
No.
She probably had someone to do that for her, don't she?
Yeah, she probably did. Or a dishwasher.
Dishwasher, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. All right, Johnny, well, thanks for being part of Instant Dragon's Den today.
No worries, Scott. Thank you very much.
No worries. Speak to you soon. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
You notice that Johnny also said lairs, like Mary Berry. Take off the lairs.
He sounded really despondent at the end. I feel kind of bad.
That's what happens, though. Do you know what I mean? They don't take any prisoners, them dragons.
No, back to the drawing board.
I love that. He's like, all right, I'll give Bannatan a ring then. If you've got any ideas for Deborah, maybe we could call her again. Or is that too much? Nah, let's call her again next week.
That was a good idea, though.
It was a good idea, and she wasn't having any of it. I think because early. 811 number 9. If you want to maybe pitch something to Deborah next week on the show, it's 8:21. Coming up, I've got Clean Bandit, I've got Demi Lovato next, and also Selena Gomez. I'm not 14 carats. Still farting carrots. I'm 14 carats. It really does sound like that, doesn't it?
I can't get it out of my head. Do you know what? I found myself yesterday after the show going home. I don't know if I was a bit overtired, but I just couldn't get it out of my head.
Yeah.
Just felt like it was always going round.
I think Greg spotted it first, but now it's just like on the internet. I even tweeted that I was farting carrots last night.
It's such a strange line.
To people, like people were just like, are you okay? I'm a 14 carats. I want to know what it is. 14
carats. Yeah, I know what you mean.
Why don't we try and get a hold of her this morning? I could just call her.
Have you got a number? Is that wise?
We're Radio 1. I can sort this.
You do often give empty promises, though.
But the Radio 1 breakfast show, of course we can get Selena Gomez on.
You have these little on-air meetings and rarely does it... Actually, no, that's a disservice to you. It's not that rarely it comes through. It's just you often have a habit of doing things and then people around here look worried.
I'm confident that we can speak to Selena and get the real deal on this morning.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hey, Chris.
What?
I told you I could make this happen. Let me just press this button now. Selena Gomez, are you there?
Hi!
Give me a sec, sorry. Hang on, Selena. Right, now we've got her on the phone. I don't quite know what to say.
What are you doing?
Selena Gomez on the phone.
You can't put Selena Gomez on hold. Can she hear this?
No. What do? Do I just ask her outright about farting carrots?
Just ask her about the farting carrots thing.
What, straight in? Or should I just do another, like, should I just do an interview and then lead up to it?
I just like you put her on hold.
Yeah, she's on hold. Should we leave her there for a minute? She's probably never been put on hold before. How long do you dare me?
I think you may be overtired.
I think that's enough time? She can't hear this, she can just hear the music.
Take Selena Gomez off hold.
Okay, here we go. I'm just going to do an interview, then I'm going to go in on the carrots question. Here we go. Are you there?
Yeah.
Hi, Selena. We love Good For You. We are playing it so much right now on Radio 1.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
And what we do is, because it's quite a sexy song, me and Chris, who's in the studio with me now.
Hello.
What we like to do...
Hi, Chris.
...is Hi. We like to play the song on radio and then try and keep eye contact with each other for the entire song. And it can sometimes get a bit uncomfortable.
Oh, my gosh. That's kind of amazing.
Yeah. We just play a game, because we play it most days, and we've managed to get through most of the song now just staring each other out into each other's eyes. It kind of works.
Proud of you guys. That's cool. That's a new level in your relationship.
And we've started to get all our listeners to do it as well, and they love it.
That's hysterical. That could be a viral thing. We should make that.
Well, okay. That's given me an idea. Thank you.
The other problem as well is me and Scott will be sitting in the office, and then I will suddenly out of nowhere go, I'm going to wear that dress you like, skin tight.
This is amazing. I wish I was there.
So the new album is called Revival, and I'm hearing it's completely different to anything you've done before. How is it different?
Well, it was kind of the idea of even the first single. It wasn't just going to be a dance track that was going to be in all the clubs. It was supposed to be almost kind of like a tone track, just so people would understand that I am going in a new direction, that I have found something that's really special and I can't wait to share it. So it's kind of like that idea of Good For You, not meaning the whole album doesn't sound like Good For You at all, but meaning that idea, that concept. And that's kind of where Revival came from. I was in Mexico and I came up with the title of the album because all of these things, all of the songs that have come into my life are so fresh or so different and funky and cool and sensual. It just kind of happened that way, and I can't wait for people to hear that.
Selena, give me a sec. Hang on.
What's up now?
Am I going to just go straight in and ask the carrots question?
Just ask the carrots question.
I think
stop.
She might...
Don't put Selena Gomez on hold.
No, but I'm really scared of asking the carrots question because she might be like, ah, that's the end of the interview. Bye-bye. Yes,
but what's worse is you're now just wasting her time to have this on-air meeting.
Okay, so I just go for
just
it.
Ask the question.
She's just been talking about how sexy and sensual the song is. Now I'm going to ask if it's the first line is about farting carrots.
I thought sensual was a strange word to use, actually.
Okay, just, I'm going back.
Just ask the question.
Here we go. Selena, hi. I just need to clear up one lyric in the song, Good For You, because some of our listeners are confused. You've probably heard this a lot. But a lot of our listeners think the first line is...
I'm farting carrots.
I'm farting carrots.
And wouldn't that just start the tone really sexy and, like, that's what you want to hear a girl say, you know?
I'm farting carrots. That's the first line there.
I didn't understand it because I was watching the video and going, that is a strange line. It doesn't match the pictures, really.
It's also because you guys have the accent, so it does kind of sound like that,
yeah,
for sure.
Could you clear up, please, for everyone listening, what the actual first line of the song is?
I'm a 14 carat.
That's what I thought it was.
Diamond.
So you're like, yeah, you're like a diamond, which is 14 carats.
Yeah, evidently.
And also, how would you even fart carrots anyway? It's a ridiculous thing to say.
You know what, though? It could be something that we also make viral, you know? Things happen.
I mean, people would definitely watch that, Selena.
I feel like they would.
Yeah, I think they would.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Trust me, I.
I'm gonna wear that dress you like, skin tight.
Really wish you stopped doing that in the office.
I've got to stop. I don't know why that line just keeps going over and over in my head.
This is a result. Absolute result. We're chatting to Selena Gomez on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. Selena, are you still there?
Yeah.
That's the track with ASAP Rocky. Are you friends with him?
Well, we weren't. No, I haven't even met him. I hadn't met him anywhere, but I just got his new record. I'm a huge fan of his anyhow, and I was listening to the new record, and I was figuring out the first single at that time, and Good For You ended up being the first single, and I just found his number through our people, and I texted him, and I said, hey, huge fan, you know, would you check out the song? I would love to see if, you know, you would want to do anything with it, and he loved it, so I was totally prepared for a no, I'm good, thank you, or... It was so great, and he changed some of the production of the song, which made it better, and I let him have, like, full-on freedom with everything. It was really fun.
How does that work? Because obviously you've never texted him before, so he'll get a text from a random number on his phone. Do you say, hi, ASAP, it's Selena Gomez here, and he'll be like, yeah, of course it is.
Well, luckily I told, like, you know, it was professional at first because I was like, hey, I'm going to reach out. So I kind of gave everybody a heads up on that side,
right,
that I was going to reach out. So, but yeah, you're right. I don't know. He could have totally, maybe I'm not even texting ASAP.
Yeah, it might not even be him.
It just kind of happened. It was really fun. It was great.
And then when you save his number in the phone, I take it, you can't just put ASAP Rocky straight in the phone, can you?
I just put ASAP.
Yeah,
makes sense.
And that's why you should always have a pass lock on your phone, Selena Gomez, because everyone's in there as their actual name.
Does your phone book look like the chart then?
Oh my gosh.
Your phone book looks
not at all.
It looks like the
well,
top 40.
It's funny. It's actually funny because I'm from Texas, so I have like the strangest names for my aunts. It's like Aunt Laveda and Aunt Bonnie and then Katy Perry. It's like
wow. I think there's something in next time you come and see us, we'll just read through your phone book because it would be quite interesting.
It probably will be so random. Yeah. It's the craziest names. Yes, it's. I would love to do that.
Yeah, let's do it. Are you going to come to the UK anytime soon?
I am, yes. I've been, you know, figuring out all the strategy and everything for the album. I've been so stressed about, you know, everything from the second single to how we're going to present the album. So it's UK. The UK has always been a place for me to always want to kind of make special. And I think this is going to be an opportunity for me to do that. And I can't wait. I think, yeah, there's stuff planned that we're going to work on and I'll be there for sure.
Excellent. Now, finally, I just want to get a bit of advice from you, really, because it's not hard to see that you have 31.7 million followers on Twitter and 40.5 million followers on Instagram. That's half the world, yeah. Selena.
I don't, honestly, I don't know. I don't know. Like, sometimes I don't even Instagram for a few days. I don't know. That's so weird.
Do you not find, though, that if you don't for a couple of days, your followers go up a lot?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, try it.
I honestly, it's so weird. I don't understand all of that sometimes. And you have to think about things very realistically, because I feel like some of those accounts probably don't even actually exist. And I also get very weird about that stuff. I'm like, well, why isn't like everybody selling 40 million albums? Like, why isn't, you know what I mean?
True.
It's so weird. Just weird.
Do you have any advice as to how I can get my followers up?
Yeah.
All I can say is authenticity. I feel like when you're forcing stuff, and I'm just being genuine now for 5 seconds, because it is so, when you go on somebody's account and you're like, this doesn't even seem like them. This seems so professional and so boring. And it's like, I'll post the most random things. And I want my fans specifically to kind of get an insight of my life or how I see things. So I gotta be real.
Yeah.
I would say be real. Show them the dirty stuff and the fun stuff.
That's what I don't do enough of, I don't think.
You need to do that more, Chris.
Yes.
Hey, also, how does it feel? I think this is quite cool. How does it feel to be followed by Zayn Malik on Twitter? He just started following you.
I had no idea what that was until somebody else asked me. And then obviously I know Zayn though, so it's not like a weird thing.
But first of all, were you like, what is a Zayn Malik?
No. I've known him. I know. I just didn't know who follows me. I don't like update my thing or check anything. I just don't. So, I mean, thanks for the follow, Zayn.
Yeah, thanks, Zayn. I hope you followed him back.
I don't know.
I don't think
I did, but just I will right now.
Chris,
it's
followed
on my phone. I should do it.
Yeah, he seems to be on a bit of a follow spree at the moment. Hey, listen, it's really good to speak to you, and please come and see us at Radio 1 because we'd like to hang out with you when you come back.
I would love to hang out and go through my phone book.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's make a date. All right. Thanks so much, Selena.
Thank you guys so much.
Thanks for talking
to
us today.
Thank you, guys. Take care.
Bye-bye. The Scott Mills Daily. Told you I'd get Gomez, and you did not think I would.
That was cool. She's cool.
Yeah.
But let me get this right. You put Selena Gomez on hold, then asked her if her song was about farting carrots.
Yep.
And then play Justin Bieber as the next song.
Yeah, I'm getting a lot of tweets about that. That was actually really bad planning on my part. The Scott Mills Daily. Those are Friday's best bits. We're back on Monday from 6:30 a.m. on BBC Radio 1. And remember, Wednesday, our guests are Zac Efron and Emily Ratajkowski. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.